Right, you guys, that is anchor.fm. I'm telling you, it's very easy. It's a very simple way to record. I got a brain freeze real quick. If you want to create a podcast from your own home, from your vehicle, anchor.fm is the way to go. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. So let's get on up into this podcast for today, right? Now, I think that I'm a very genuine, sincere, straight up, honest type of person, right? Sometimes I have that nonchalant, techno-prison type of personality. Like, I don't want to deal with your bullshit. I don't have time for the foolery, the fuckery, the shit. I don't have time for it. My patience is very short when it comes to ignorance and all that other stuff. I said what the fuck I said, right? I am a type of friend where I listen to my friends. I respect how they feel. I don't necessarily have to freaking agree with them. I don't necessarily have to be on the same accord with them as to say, well, you know what? They are right. I don't have to be that type of person. But if you tell me something and that's how you feel, I'm going to respect that that's your feeling. I'm not going to try to change someone else's mindset on something if I'm having a conversation with them and their mind is already made up. They already have a preconceived thought, opinion, perception, idea about something. I'm not going to waste my time, right? No matter what the situation is. Dating, jobs, dressing, fashion, music, movies, what the fuck ever. To be honest, me and my friends, we don't normally talk about politics. If we have a conversation about politics, it's normally the bullshit or the fuckery that people believe that we know in our core is not true. Things that we know for a fact have been fact-checked more than four times, and we know that the people that are spraying the bullshit is lying. And we may have a conversation in regards to that. Other than that, we don't talk about politics. That's just not what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, we don't do that. Now, it comes to dating. I'm the type of person, if a friend tell me I'm not looking to meet anyone, I'm not looking to date, regardless if I feel that a person needs to get back out there, you know, get their girl wet, get a little friendly massage, get a little, you know, little sexual attention, or just socialize with the opposite sex. If a person tells me I'm not ready, I don't want that right now, that's not what interests me, I'm going to listen to what the fuck they have to say. Most time, we as individuals don't take time out for ourselves. We don't date ourselves. We don't get to know ourselves. Some people are so scared to be alone with their own thoughts to where they will presume or think or feel or push the fact that people should be with someone in their life or should have someone in their life just to have someone in their life. To me, I think that is bullshit. I think that is ignorance. I think all of that. So when it comes to those type of decisions, those type of thoughts, those type of mindset, I don't have the energy for it. I don't. If I am single, right, and I'm not seeing anybody, and I tell you, don't try to hook me up with people. Don't try to make me become friends with people that I don't know, especially people that I know are from my family or from where I'm from, because most of the people, no shade, no disrespect, no criticism, no insult, most of the people from where I'm from knows my family and probably have fucked somebody in my family, right? And that's the case with plenty of people. There are plenty of people that don't want to mingle, associate, date, friends with benefit type of situation, hookups or whatever with people that they know that knows people that they know, especially family. I said what I said. I am a very attractive woman, right? I'm very attractive. I know how to dress. I know when to dress a certain way. I know how to carry myself around people, guys, men, other people's family, my family, friends. Who I am with my friends ain't who I am with my man. Who I am with my man ain't who I am when I'm on a job. I carry myself a certain way because that's how I was raised, and the women that I respect and love, that's how they carry themselves, and I respect them for that. Now, everybody else may move and maneuver differently from me. I can't tell you what to do. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. However, I am telling people, when you have friends and they have expressed to you that they are not looking to date, they are not looking for a friend, respect how they feel, because they're going to stop respecting you. They're going to stop sharing information with you. They're going to stop leaning to you. They're going to stop talking to you. Because it makes them feel like you think that they need to have a man in their life, or it makes them feel like you're judging them because they don't have a particular person in their life. And I'm here to tell you, it's not cool. It doesn't feel good. I don't want to keep having conversation with my friends about who is in my life or who's not in my life, or me telling a friend over and over and over, I don't want to date. I'm not looking to date. You'd be surprised at the options that Anita has. You'd be surprised at the options that my friends have. Oh, there's options. So when one person decides that I no longer want you in my life, or I don't trust you, or I don't want to be with you, trust and believe, there are other people that she could be with. There are other people that my friends could be with. So most times, myself included, we don't need you to hook us up with people. Now, sometimes there are women that go after the wrong type of guys that don't serve them, and they could continue to date and finesse and sleep and be attracted to the same type of bad boys that ain't gonna treat you right, that ain't gonna do right. That's an exception. But when you have gotten out of a situation and you still have feelings for someone else, sometimes you're not ready, because you don't want to go into another situation when you haven't fully gotten over or gotten past whatever happened with the previous situation, at least for me and some of the people that I know. When I start over with someone, I want to be healed. I don't want to bring any negative into a new situation that I left from a previous situation. I said what I said. I'm going to take a brief break, you guys. You don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Now, I've been very clear and vocal about supporting friendships and having real solid friendships and having people in your circle that you trust and respect and have your back. People that ain't gonna let someone shade you and not say nothing. People that love you and support you regardless. So I've been very verbal about those type of friendships that I value. So when I speak on the subject at hand about not trying to hook friends up or family members up, that is coming from a real genuine place. See, I've noticed with many of my friends, and even with myself, when we go through different things, whether situations with our families, our jobs, or even in relationships, we don't fully heal, right? We don't fully process our emotions correctly. Sometimes we're not completely honest with how we feel. And I know for many women are not honest with the fact that I'm hurt. I'm devastated. I'm angry. I'm pissed off that this person cheated on me, or this person broke it off of me and with someone else, or I gave this person the best of me in my early years, and then you weren't good for me, but then you go meet someone else and you're 10 times better with them. And we internalize that and begin to think that it's because of us. So when we actually go through the real process of healing, you will find a more profound emotional connection within yourself of validation and clarity and love and empathy and grace for your own self. So that's why my stance on respecting friendships and family members, when they say, just let me do me. When I'm ready to date and be with someone, you'll know, because I'm going to tell you. Or maybe you won't know. But regardless of the case may be, if I'm asking you not to, just respect it. Because me, your girl, I'm one of those people, I don't need help getting hooked up. People think because you are faithful to someone and you try to be good to a person, you don't have options. You always have options. And most time, men have just as many options as women. But what kind of options do you have? Because most women that have a pretty decent person, the options that they looking forward to is the options that's not going to bring them down. Options is that's going to bring them up, not options that they're going to try to use them. And so for me, I just think that people need to respect each other's boundaries, respect what someone feel and where someone is at in their life, respect the fact that someone don't want a friend or relative or whomever hooking them up with someone. Just give people time to get over whatever they need to get over, heal, go through whatever they need to go through, whatever emotion that they need to process. Allow these people to go through those emotions and stop trying to fix people or hook people up. I'm not saying change relationships towards your friendship. I'm not saying tarnish it. I'm not saying that you're supposed to have anger and resentment and animosity towards a friend, because I do feel that many friends come from a good place. And when you know that your friend is loving and sweet and honest and that person deserves to have goodness and be in a good relationship where someone love and respect them, many times it's coming from that place of trying to hook them up and wanting them to be happy in that place. So I understand what friends are coming from when they try to do this within the friendship or even with family. But I also know from personal experience, when a person say, let me be, let me process this how I want to process, let me be single, I don't want to go out, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, and people are quick to say, oh, well, you boring, oh, well, you not being happy, oh, why are you just moping around? Sometimes that's what a person needs to do to get through what they need to get through, to process those different emotions, those different range of emotions, those different range of grief, those anger, you know what I'm saying? Process those different emotions, because you have to be vulnerable. You have to be uncomfortable. You have to stand in those things in order for you to totally heal. You know what I'm saying? So allow people to go through those things. And when they're ready, hopefully you'll know. But if a person respectfully is saying, don't let me be, don't hook me up, I need space, I don't want to go out, you know, respect what they're saying. That's my time, you guys. You guys remember, stay true to yourself. Do not let anyone else's thoughts and opinion dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. Continue to push to be better every day. Continue to be the best version of yourself despite what anyone else has to think or feel about you. Don't show up for someone else and you're not showing up for yourself. And I also don't feel that you should hold grudges within friendships if you know that the person is coming from a place of love and a place of kindness. Peace.